Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Tes, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis Tanur Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufor Shoema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradol, Shifram Miriam bas Avigail Dvorah, Miro basar Rivka, Doiv ben Dvorah Miro, Michaela bas Elena, Yehuda Tzvi ben Rivka, and Yecheskel Menachem ben Gittel. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shragi ben Miro. And today's daf is being learned le'ilu nishmas Avram ben Yibodel l'chaim toivim Ramoshe Chaim. So the Gemara yesterday shifted its attention from the laws of Kiddush, Havdalah, Kiddush Rabbah to the halachos of the Leil HaSeder. We had a little bit of Gemara that spoke about the mitzvah of Haseba. Then we had an amid or so of Gemara that spoke about the mitzvah of Dalet Koisos. The Gemara is going to continue very much. May inyan le inyan ba'os inyan. Tanu Rabbanon, hakol chayovim barba koisos halalu. Everybody is obligated to drink arba koisos. Echad anoshim, men. Ve'echad anoshim, women. Ve'echad tinoikos. And even children. Poshet. When the Brisa says that even children are obligated to drink Dalet Koisos, it's referring to children that are of the age of Chinuch. Being that they're of the age of Chinuch, so it's not so much their obligation, but it's their father's obligation, or maybe their mother's as well, to make sure that the children are going to drink Dalet Koisos. But the obligation of Dalet Koisos is true for everybody. Noshim anoshim v'taf. Echad anoshim men, ve'echad anoshim women, ve'echad tinoikis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, v'chimatoy eles yesh letinoikis b'yayin. It makes no sense for children to drink wine. And there's a machlokes rishonim what this means. But many rishonim say that what the Gemara means to say is that why do you drink wine at the Leil HaSeder? To feel like a ben chayrin. So an adult that drinks wine will feel like a ben chayrin. Yayin is a sign of chayrus. For someone that can handle and for someone that enjoys wine. But children, they don't drink wine. So for a child to drink wine is pointless. So yeah, there's a mitzvah for a father to be mechanech his child. Gam ki yaskin lo yasev imenu. So that when he's older, he'll know to do the mitzvah on his own. But the only time there's a mitzvah of chinuch is if at the end of the day, even now, the mitzvah serves its purpose. Being that yayin for a child is pointless, there is no cheres as a result. There would be no mitzvah, even from the standpoint of chinuch, for a child to drink wine. Says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda said, however, you want to know how we conduct ourselves with children as it relates to the Seder, we don't give them four glasses of wine. That wouldn't make sense. Rather, mechalkim lehem klois ve'gaizim. They used to give them klois and agaizim. That's the equivalent of nash, the Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, k'dei shelo yishnu. It's like this, they won't fall asleep. The yishalu, they'll be up to ask the manashtana. Omer olav Rabbi Akiva. On that note, it said regarding the great Rabbi Akiva, shoyim mechali klois ve'gaizim letinah. This was the minig of Rabbi Akiva. He would give out nash and candy. Once upon a time, it was nuts, toasted grain. The point is, give things to the children, tchatchkes. So like this, they won't go to sleep. They'll be up. And when it comes to Leil HaSeder, they'll ask the right questions. The father will give the right answers. So no wine at the Seder. What is it, rather? It's nash on Erev Pesach. Tanya, Rabbi Leza, Omer, Rabbi Leza said, we chap matzois b'leil Pesach because of the children so that they shouldn't fall asleep. Meaning, we don't want the children to fall asleep by the Leil HaSeder. We want them to be up. We want them to observe everything that's going on. We want the father to have the ability to be mekayim v'gadat l'bincha b'yayim ahu leimar. And v'gadat l'bincha is not only for the adult children. It's a chatam, it's a chacham, it's a rasha, it's even the she'eni yedei lishol. So you have to make sure that everybody's going to be up to make sure that they partake in the Seder. This is the night of Mesorah. This is the night of Shema B'ni Musa Ravicha. So it's critical that everybody stay up. So Rabbi Eliezer said another custom that was instituted into the Leil HaSeder is that Chaitvin Matzois B'Leilei Psachim B'Shvil Tinoikes Shalei Yishnu. So what exactly does it mean Chaitvin Matzois? So if you look in the Rashi and the Rashbam, they bring a whole bunch of different pshatim. None of the pshatim they bring is the pshat you would expect them to bring. Meaning, chaytven matzah sounds like we steal the matzah. What we know as stealing the afikoimim. But the Rashbam doesn't say that. One shot the Rashbam says is magbiyan ha-ka'ara. We lift up the ka'ara. The reason we do it is b'shvil tinoi k'shiyishalu. It's like this, the children are going to ask, like, why exactly are we doing this? Another pshat that the Rashbam says is that we eat the matzah very quickly. Chaitfin matzah, meaning oichlin maher. The reason, again, is the children should ask, like, why are you eating this so fast? Like, why are you just chowing it down? Slow down a little bit. Oh, you got it to Levincha. Bayeimahu lemer. Another pshat the Rashbam says, this is the Rashbam that he likes, is that we remove the bread from the table. And the reason is because if the matzah will be on the table throughout the Seder, the children are going to eat the matzah. What happens when you eat a lot of carbs? You get tired. They're going to fall asleep. So if the whole objective here is to make sure that they stay up, so we want to remove some of the food. But Chaitvim Matzah says the Rashbam, this pshat and that pshat and the other pshat, none of the pshatim, Hatzad HaShavah Shavahem, is what we would expect it to be. The Rambam in his Yad Chazaka says, Chaitvim Matzah, Chaitvim means Echad Mechaveirai. We ganve the matzah. And it's from the Rambam, ironically, in his Yad Chazaka, that we have the source, the Makar, to steal in the Afikoyimim. It comes from this Gemara right here. We'll see more about this in later in the parak. Tanya, Amr Olav, Rabbi Akiva. They say, but Rabbi Akiva, Miyom Avli, Amr Igia, Islam, the base Medrash. There was never a time that Rabbi Akiva went to the Talmidim and said, it's time to leave base Medrash. You weren't going to hear that come out of the mouth of Rabbi Akiva. Chutz Mi'avri Psochen, the Erev Yom Kippurim. There were two times where he would say that. Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Pesach. The reason that Erev Pesach was Bishvil Tenoikis, Kidesh Lo Yishnus. Like this, the children won't fall asleep. So what does the children not falling asleep have to do with Rabbi Akiva telling the Talmidim to leave Beis Medrash? Because he wanted the Talmidim to go home to make sure that they keep their children awake. The Erev Yom Kippur, Kidesh Yachilu as B'neim. And Erev Yom Kippur as well, to make sure the Talmidim will take care of their children. So it seems like the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva used to take care of the kids. That was definitely part of their thing that they did. And Rabbi Akiva felt these were times where the children had to be taken care of, L'dvar Mitzvah. The truth is, Moral Derech Pshat, these things that Rabbi Akiva wanted the children to do, the Talmidim to do with their children, wasn't simply bedtime and wake up in the morning and do carpool, but rather these were mitzvahs. So there's an idea of chinuch, and the chinuch of Erev Pesach is to make sure that they're not going to be sleeping b'leil Pesach. The chinuch of Erev Yom Kippur is that they should be eating, and if they're going to be fasting, tain shoyes, it's like this, they'll have a little bit of food in their system. So mitzad the mitzvah of chinuch, I think that's the pashuv shot. So Rabbi Akiva told the Talmidim, you have a mitzvah right now, so you have to go home, and you have to take care of the children. Zok de Gemara. Tanu Rabbanu. Chayiv adam sameach bonav ubnei beisai beregel. A person has an obligation to make sure that he's besimcha on Yontif, but not just that his sons and his bnei bayis, his wife, all his children are besimcha on Yontif. Shenemar, how do you know that? What's the makar? Because the pasuk says v'samachta b'chagecha, that we all know. But the pasuk continues ata uvincha uvitecha va'avdocha va'amosecha va'halevi va'ager va'ayosim va'almana asher b'sharecha. It's not enough that you're besimcha on Yontif, but you have to make sure Bincha, Bitecha, Avdecha, Amoscha, Halevi, Hager, Hayasim, V'almana, Hashem B'sharecha. You have to make sure everyone in your little universe is besimcha as well. So it's not enough that you're besimcha, v'samachta b'chagecha ata, v'chayev adam l'samech, b'anu v'nei beis abregel, sh'nemar, v'samachta b'chagecha v'chul, b'man esamchon. How are you supposed to be mesameach your family? B'yai, you give them wine. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, not necessarily wine. Rather, anoshim b'roi lehem, v'noshim b'roi. It depends. Men and women, you misameach differently. Anoshim b'roilim b'yayin. Yeah, men, you're supposed to give wine. V'noshim b'mayin. What about women? Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef in Bavel. Women that live in Bavel, but big day tzavayinim. You should give them colorful begadim. Eretz Yisrael. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, but big day pishlan, you should give them linen clothing, miguhatsim, that are pressed and cleaned in a certain way. The point is, you're misameach people with things that are going to make them besimcha. For a man to drink wine, it makes him besimcha. A woman, she doesn't get besimcha from yayin. As a result, if there's a mitzvah of simchas yontif, you can't be misameach them with something that's not really going to make them besimcha. What's going to make them besimcha? New clothing, jewelry, things that make women happy. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's what the mitzvah of simcha is mechayev. So very important gemara. Not only does a person have an obligation to be besimcha on yontif, but chayev adam l'sameach bonav u'bnei beisai b'regel. You have to be misameach your family as well. B'mam is samchon, something that's going to make them besimcha. That's the short answer. Men, yayin, What about a man that doesn't get besimcha from yayin? So it's not yayin. It has to be something that's going to make you besimcha. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, say, "Oy, mevazan shebeis hamikdash kayim." When there was a beis hamikdash, notice this price is not Rabbi Yehuda, but this price is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. It's not the same time. When there was a beis hamikdash, ain't simcha el b'basar. The way you were mekayim the mitzvah of simcha was with basar, and not just basar, but some have the girsa, very important girsa, the basar shlomim. With the basar of a carbon shlomim, shenem of a zavachta shlomim, v'yochalta shom, v'samachta lefnei Hashem alekecha. Mufurish apasik. V'zavachta shlomim, shlomim, v'yochalta shom, you're going to eat from the basar of the shlomim, v'samachta lefnei Hashem alekecha, and you're going to be besimcha. V'achshav shem beis hamikdash kayim, now that there's no beis hamikdash, so obviously, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yontif with the basar of a shlomo. We don't have the basar of a shlomo. So how you mekayim the mitzvah of simcha? Ain't simcha el b'yayin. The way you mekayim the mitzvah of simcha is with yayin. Shenemar, the pasuk says v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, because yayin you see is also misameach a person. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said when there was a beis hamikdash, the way one was mekayim the mitzvah of simcha was with the basar of a shlomo. Now that there's no beis hamikdash, so obviously there's no basar shlomo. The way you mekayim the mitzvah of simcha is with yayin. The Rambam, when he brings this halach and yad chazaka, we'll see more about this in the raid bite, but the Rambam, when he brings the halach and yad chazaka, he says, now that there's no beis hamikdash, ain't simcha ella bebasar v'yayin. And it's margala bepume de inchi. People say, ain't simcha ella bebasar v'yayin. The Beis Yosef is matmi on the Rambam. Then the Vilchus Yontif. He says, the Rambam misquoted the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, ain't simcha ella bebasar v'yayin. The Gemara says, ain't simcha ella b'yayin. And l'shitasai, the Beis Yosef, when he wrote his Shulchan Aruch, when he wrote the Mechaber, he left out the word basar. Even though the Beis Yosef almost always follows the Rambam, but he felt that this Rambam was a mistake because the Gemara doesn't say, ain't simcha ella bebasar v'yayin. Rather, what the Gemara says is, ain't simcha ella b'yayin. And it's for that reason, Kiva Egrin Gilyan Ashas already sends you to the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef in his Shulchan Aruch didn't say ain't simcha ella b'basar v'yayin, rather ain't simcha ella b'yayin. So when people say ain't simcha ella b'basar v'yayin, they're quoting a Rambam. True, but they're quoting a Pella de Rambam. Either way, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kasta de Muryasa. There was a measurement that people used to use to measure Murias. Murias is some sort of fish brine. David at Tzipori, the one that was used in Tzipori, he havas kimin luga de mikdasha. It was the equivalent of the lug of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning that's what the measurement is. Uba mishan revia shal Pesach, and the oilam in Tzipori, when it came time to figure out what the sheer revias of Yayin is for the Dalit Koisos, so they used to use the kasta de Muriasa. A revius is a revius halug. It's a quarter of a lug. You have to drink 4 cups of wine. Each cup has to be a revius halug, which means in totality, how many revius do you need? 4, which is 4 quarters is one whole. So really, the amount of wine that you have to drink for dal kaisis is a lug. So how did the oilam, practically speaking, just practice, how did they know what a lug is? They used to use this kasta de Moriah. So that's what they used to use in Tzipayri. Hashtag rest of the story. So on that note, Rabbi Yochanan said, tamnaisa kadmaisa dahavi bitveria. Tamnaisa is another type of measurement. Rashi sends you to a Gemara and Saita Daf Ches Amid Beis that describes exactly what the measurement is. But it was some sort of measurement. So the early one, the one that they used to use in the olden days, in Tveria, Havieseira Aldar River, was one revius of a lug bigger than the one we use today. So said Rabbi Yochanan, Uba Mishan, Revius Shal Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Tveria. So he was telling the Olam, you want to know what the sheer revius is? This is your chichi. This is the way you know what a revius is. If you have the old antique Tamnaisa, and you have the new one, so one is bigger than the other. How much bigger is it? It's a revius lug. Oh, that's the shear. If you want to figure out how big your dal koisis have to be, each one of the koisis would have to be that size. I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, revius shal Torah, the revius of the Torah. So on this note of trying to figure out what the revius is, it's etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, berum etzba'ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chaymesh etzba. So if you would take a revius and you would put it into some sort of container, so what would the dimensions of the container have to be in order for them to be able to contain a revius? So Rav Chizda said, it would have to be 2 etzba'is, so an etzba is a measurement. Etzbois, tvachim, amois. So an etzba is a measurement. So it would be 2 etzbois by 2 etzbois. That's the length and the width. That's a square. How tall is it going to be? It's going to be berum etzba'ayin. The height is going to be 2 etzbois. V'chatzi etzba plus a half a etzba. V'chaymish etzba plus a quarter of an etzba. In other words, 2.7 etzbois. So it's going to be 2 by 2 by 2.7. 2.7 being the height. The Gemara says, Kedetanya, had Rav Chisda know this? He knew this based on the following brisa, a brisa that's quoted often in Shas. It says in the Torah, V'rochatz b'mayim es kol besore. Someone that's tamei has to go to the mikveh in order for him to be tar. And the pasuk says he should bathe in water his entire guf. Chazal learned three halachas from this pasuk. Number one, Shlo yehi davar chaitzis b'mayim l'mayim. Besore b'mayim. He has to put his basa directly in the water. There can't be any chatzitza. Nothing can be in between his body and his guf, meaning your guf has to go directly into the water. B'mayim, another halacha we learn from the word b'mayim, is b'may mikvah. The water has to be what we know as a mikvah. That's called b'sari b'mayim. From the fact that the pasuk says his entire body has to be in the water, it has to be mayim shekol gufo yoglebam. The sheer of the water has to be big enough that his entire guf can go into the water. Now we know what's the sheer of a mikvah, 40 sas. So the Gemara is going to walk this through. The kamohain, what's the size of the average person? Meaning if you're going to have to now have a mikvah that's going to be big enough for a person to fit his entire body, what would the dimensions of a body be? Meaning we're working backwards. You need the mikvah to be big enough for the person to fit. So what's the dimensions of a person? It's amma al amma. It's an amma by amma. Berum. And the height of shalish amma is approximately 6 feet. That's what it is. V'shiru chachamim. And the chachamim said, shir mei mikvah arbam sa. That we know really the shir is arbam sa. So what's Rav Chisda doing? And the truth is, there's two ways you can learn this Gemara. We can learn this the long scenic way, which is learning Rashi and learning the Rashbam and learning Tosfos and taking out our calculators and the backs of the envelope. Or we could do this the very, very short way. We're going to do it the very, very short way. So essentially, all Rav Chisda is saying is that from the fact that Chazal knew that Amma Alama Barum Shalish Amos fits 40 Sa, so if you make a formula from that and you apply the ratio, it's going to come out that a Revius is going to fit into Etzba'ayim Al Etzba'ayim Barum Etzba'ayim V'chatzi Etzba, v'chaymesh etzba. It's the same ratio, it's the same formula. Chazal, when they were talking about the shir of a mikvah, they were trying to figure out the size of a body relative to the size of the mikvah. So it's amma al amma barum shalish amois to arbon sa, as it relates to dalut kaisis and the shir of revius. So we're trying to figure out the revius relative to a container that would hold the revius. It's 2 etzbais by 2 etzbais. The height is 2.7 etzbais. That's the simple version of the Gemara. Rav Ashi said, Amali Ravin Bar Chinuno. I heard from Ravin Bar Chinuno. He said, Shulchan Shal Mikdash Shal Prakam Av. The Shulchan that was used in the base of Mikdash must have been made of parts. Meaning, it must have been a Shulchan that if you want, you can disassemble. You can... Why? Because if you're going to tell me that it was very hard to take apart, how would you tevel it? Meaning, a mikveh has to be 40 sa. We just said, a mikveh's 40 sa is really an amma by an amma. Berum shalish amas. So the assumption then is that your 40 sa mikveh is one amma by one amma. Now the shulchan was an amma by amma. So Rav and Bar Chinuno wondered out loud, how did they ever toivel the shulchan? Shulchan was mekabel tumah. So if the shulchan was mekabel tumah, what happens when it was tumah? Like the last Mishnah Masechtes Chagiga says that when the Yidden used to be over regal, so the Yidden were tumah very often, and there would be metama da'azara, and they would have to take all the kalim and they would toivel them. So this was real time things and issues that they dealt with in the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes they had to toivel the kelim at the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, how are you going to toivel it in a mikvah? The mikvah is an amma by amma, the shulchan's an amma by amma. How are you going to get it in? So the Gemara says, my kushya, what kind of kasha is that? Duma b'yam sh'asa shloimu have a matbaleh. A mikvah has to be amma al amma, b'rum sholish amas. It has to be at the very least 40 sa'ah. But doesn't say anywhere that it can't be bigger than that. It could be bigger than that. In fact, there was a mikveh in the Beis HaMikdash that was known as the Yamshel Shloima, which we learned a little bit about in Masechtes Erevin, and that was massive. How big was it? The Tani Reb Chia taught in a Braisa, Yamshel Shloima, Machzik Meiv Chamisha Mikveh Taira. It was so big, it contained 150 mikvahs in it. It was 150 times Amal Amma Barum Shalish Amas. So yeah, the minimum share of a mikveh would have to be Amal Amma Barum Shalish Amas. But who said there weren't bigger mikvahs? In fact, we know there was. There was the Yamshel Shloima. So maybe when they toiled it in the Yamshel Shloima. You have no raya from the fact that they were able to purify the shulchan in the mikvah, that means that the mikvah, that the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash was made of prokim. It's very possible that they couldn't just rip the parts when they had to toivel it, but at the same time it was able to be done because they toiveled it in a bigger mikvah. Exhale. So today's daf again discusses a lot of very interesting topics. But as far as the raid goes, the Gemara in Masechtes Pesachim, daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, is very much synonymous with the halachos of Simchas Yontif. And the Gemara brought two important brises as it relates to the halachos of Simchas Yontif. Just to read the brises again. Tanu Rabban. Number one, Chayiv Adam L'Sameach Bonav of Nebeis Abrecha. A person has an obligation to make sure that not only he's B'Simcha on Yontif, but that his family is B'Simcha on Yontif as well. Shenemar, because the pasuk says V'Samachta B'Chagecha, and really the punchline is in the V'Chulu. What's the V'Chulu? Ata, Vincha, Vitecha, V'Avdecha, V'Amosecha, V'Alevi, V'Ager, V'Yosef, V'Amona, Hashem V'Sharech. It's not enough that you make sure you're B'Simcha, but all the people around you, your entourage, has to also be besimcha. And certainly your children and your bnei bayis, everyone has to be besimcha. Says more, but my mesamchon, how you mesamech them? So it's a machloikis. B'ayin, Tanakama says, the way you mesamech your families, you give them wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not so easy. Anoshim b'royalim. Yeah, a man maybe who enjoys wine. So for him, simchas yontif comes through yayin. But v'noshim b'royalim. Noshim are not necessarily going to be besimcha through yayin. And as a result, you have to make sure you're going to give them something that they're going to appreciate. What does that mean? Tani Rav Yosef, Bivavel, Bibigde Tzavayin, and Beretz Yisrael, Bibigde Pisha, Miguatzim. And in America, in 2021, maybe it's something else. You have to give the Noshim, the children, things that are going to make them besimcha. It's an obligation of the father, of the husband, of the balabais of the family, to make sure that everybody in his mishpacha is besimcha on Yontif, and you have to give them things to facilitate and to trigger. That's simcha. That's the first price. The second price is Rav Yehuda ben Maaseh Ra'im. B'smach beis hamikdash kaim. The times of the beis hamikdash ain't simcha ela bebasa shlom. The way you were mekayim the mitzvah of simcha was bebasa shlom. Shenema v'zavachta shlomim v'yachalta sham v'samachta l'fnei Hashem alekech. Achshav shem beis hamikdash kaim. Now that there's no beis hamikdash, ain't simcha ela beyayin. Shenema v'yayin yisamach l'vavenech. Rav Yehuda ben Maaseh said another halacha in Hilchas Simchas Yontif. That when there was a beis hamikdash, the way one was mekayim his mitzvah of Simchas Yontif was with the basa shlom. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so ain't Simcha, El B'yayin. The Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, in Hilchos Shvi'is Yontif, Perek Vav, Halachos Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, brings both of these brises, and he puts them all together. It's an Arichus in the Lashna Rambam. We're not going to go through the whole Rambam inside. But basically what the Rambam says is that both brises are true. Meaning, Yagid Olav Reyoi, they complement each other. There's no machloikis between the two brises, but the two brises were saying two different halachos, both, however, with the same kivun, and that is to explain what the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is. So the Rambam's Simchas Yontif, based on the two brises that we learned, in short, is as follows. There's a mitzvah to be b'simcha on Yontif. It says, v'somachta v'chagecho. It says, V'samata atu beisecha. It says, V'hoyisa ach sameach, usmachtam l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim. There's a few psukim in the Torah that say that a person has to be besimcha. The first thing is that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, ain't simcha ela bebasa shlamim. It was incumbent that a person bring a carbon shlamim, eat from the meat of that shlamim, be besimcha because he's eating a good piece of meat, and that simcha was the way the Torah wanted you to be mekayim your mitzvah simchas yontif. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring a Basar Shlomim. So we replace the Basar Shlomim with Yayin. Well, the Rambam scares is, like we spoke at during the daf, but Basar of a Yayin. So the mitzvah of Simcha, number one, is Mechayiv, to do one specific thing that's going to lead to Simcha. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that specific thing was super duper specific. In fact, it even had to be a carbon with a whole Hilchis Kachim that comes along with it. And that is, it had to be a Basar Shlomim. Now we don't have a Basar Shlomim, so we replace it with something else. Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin or Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar B'Yayin, the Gir Sarama. But there's something specific that you have to do. But in addition to that, there's a more general mitzvah of Simcha as well. And that is, a person is supposed to be moisif on the Basar Shlomim when there's a Beis HaMikdash. A person is supposed to be moisif on his Yayin or on his Basar B'Yayin now that there is no Beis HaMikdash. And you're supposed to do things that are going to bring you to Simcha. And what are those things? So for a man, even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Yayin. Because Anoshim B'Royalem is Yayin. And for women, it was Big Day Tzvoinim or Big Day Miguhatzim, you know, depending on if you lived in Bavel or if you lived in Eretz Yisrael or wherever you live today. That will determine. So ain't Simcha Ela B'Basa Shlomim or ain't Simcha Ela B'Basa V'Yayin doesn't mean that that's all that's included in Mitzvah Simcha Yontif. That's a bare minimum that one has to do. And even if you're going to do the maximum, it's still something you have to do. You have to bring a basar shlamim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash for your mitzvah of simcha, and you have to eat basar, drink yayin nowadays in order to fulfill your mitzvah of simcha. But there's a broader mitzvah of simcha that also applies. And that is anoshim b'roi lehem, v'noshim b'roi lehem. There's a mitzvah to do as many things as you can do on Yontif to make you b'simcha. It's Yodua, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said that the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah to be Mekayim is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. It's not mefurish anywhere in the Vilna Gaon, but that's what the Velt says over. That the Vilna Gaon said that the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah to do is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from Reb David Yoel Weiss, he asks a kasha nifla on the Vilna Gaon. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, "Hevizar b'mitzvah kala kibachamura." A person should be as careful to observe a mitzvah kala, an easy mitzvah, just like he is with a more difficult mitzvah. Why? Because you don't know matan schar shel mitzvahs. You assume, oh, if it's a harder mitzvah, you're probably going to get more schar. If it's an easier mitzvah, it's probably not such a big deal. Don't make that assumption, because you never know. Sometimes doing a mitzvah kala can trigger more reward than doing a more difficult mitzvah. And that's why the Mishnah says, "Heavy zarbi mitzvah kala kibachamur." So the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, he gives examples of mitzvahs that are kalos, and he gives examples of mitzvahs that are chamuras. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. "Heavy zarbi mitzvah kala b'chamur. Amar, shetzorech lizar b'mitzvah, sheichoshe ba shehi kala." A person should be careful on a mitzvah that's a mitzvah kala. What's an example? Kisimchas haregel, like Simchas Yontif, v'lemeidas lashon kodesh, and learning lashon kodesh, kimitzvah sheisbar l'chochum nisa, as much as he's careful with a mitzvah that's very chomer, shehigdoyle kemila v'tzitzes v'shchitas ha-pesach. Says the Rambam, what's an example of a mitzvah kala? Two examples. Simchas haregel u'lemeidas lashon ha-kodesh. What's a mitzvah chamura? Mila, tzitzes, and shchitas ha-pesach. It's an interesting list. But one thing is clear that the Rambam says, that Simchas HaRegel is a mitzvah kala. Freit to Megadim Chadashim, Rav David Yoel Weiss, it's a pella. The Vilna Gaon said the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah is Simchas Yontif. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, when he gave his list of mitzvahs kalas, he included Simchas HaRegel as being a mitzvah kala. The Shiva Rav Yerucham Olshin told me that 40 years ago, he asked Rav Shneur Kotler this kasha. He said he had this Rambam, and he said he asked Rav Shneur the kasha, and Rav Shneur was nishtoymin from the kasha. And he said for 40 years he was looking for this kasha, and he said then he got a hold of the sefer Megadim Chadashim, and he found the sefer found this kasha for the first time in the Megadim Chadashim. But either way, it's a bomb kasha. Rav David Yoel Weiss's kasha, the Rav Yerucham Olshin Shlita's kasha, and that is the Vilna Gaon said the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah is Simchas Yontif. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos that Tzorich lizor b'mitzvah sheichoshe b'ashe yikala. And what's an example of that? Of Simchas HaRegel. So I was thinking, what's Pashat Deshaila? Is Simchas Yontif the easiest mitzvah in the Torah? It's a mitzvah kala? Or is it a mitzvah chamura? So I think the Hezber in the Chakira, not to answer the Rambam, not to answer the Vilna Gaon, but just to understand what the two tzadim are. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Mikroi Kodesh, it's in the Yontif volume, it's Daf Yud Dalet. So he clears the Shaila, Yesh lehistapik, regarding the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Ima mitzvah kol me'es le'es, is the mitzvah to be besimcha the entire Yontif? Or is it enough at some point during Yontif to be able to be a little bit besimcha? Is the mitzvah to be besimcha the entire Yontif? Or is the mitzvah that at some point during Yontif you're going to be besimcha? So just like there's a mitzvah at some point, the Leila Seder, to eat matzah, the Erev Teichlu matzahs, just like there's a mitzvah on Sukkot at some point during Sukkot to take the Dal Minin and to shakul Yuluv, so there's a mitzvah at some point on Yontif to be besimcha. It says, v'samachta b'chagecha b'seder. I have a mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha. So I'm going to have to make sure at some point during Yontif, I'm going to be besimcha. So no matter what's going on in life, you have to find it inside your neshama to be besimcha. Because the mitzvah, to be mekayim, the mitzvah of simcha, oyei shloimer, the mitzvah of simcha is to be besimcha v'yeis leis. If the mitzvah is to be besimcha v'yeis leis, that's the Vilna Gaon. There's no mitzvah that's harder to do than for a person to go 7 days, 8 days, Shmini Atzeres, to be besimcha. That's a very, very, very difficult thing to do, to not allow any hergish of anything to be able to creep in. That would be something that's very, very difficult to do. If the mitzvah is to find one moment to be besimcha, then you can understand the Rambam, that the Rambam said it's a mitzvah kala. That might not be something that's so difficult to do. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his Hakdama to the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Sifra Ditzniyusah. So the Sifra Ditzniyusah is a real Kabbalistic work. The Vilna Gaon wrote a Pirish on the Sifra Ditzniyusah, and Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote a Hakdama to the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Sifra Ditzniyusah. A lot of the things that we know about the Vilna Gaon come from that Hakdama. The Hakdama is a first-hand report that was written by Reb Chaim Volozhin about things that he witnessed, things that he observed with the Vilna Gaon. He talks about different Giluyim that the Vilna Gaon had, Gilui Elio, Gilui from Yaakov Avinu, based on the idea that Yaakov Avinu lay mace. It's fascinating. Some of the things that Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote as an eyewitness to things that happened inside the tzimmer, inside the vinkel, the proverbial vinkel of the Vilna Gaon. But one of the things that Reb Chaim Volozhin talked about the Vilna Gaon was, is the simcha that he had on Yontif. He writes, quote, "May asher hoyu yoydim zeh darge bakoydesh mei oylam, haflog as simchasoy, v'chedvas Hashem ma'uzoy, asher hoyasas v'sam So the Reb Chaim Volozhin uses adjectives that are over the top to describe the Simchas Yontif of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon seemed to believe that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif was a very, very big madrega. But the point is, al derech hapshat, if the mitzvah is to be besimcha literally from the beginning of Yontif to the end of the Yontif, you would understand why it's the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah to do. If the mitzvah is merely to be besimcha at one moment during Yontif, literally, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank's Chakira in his Mikrei Kodesh could be those of the two tzedakim. Regardless, you have a Vilna Gaon that said it's the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah to do, and you have a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos that when he describes examples of a mitzvah kala, he uses this as an example. That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is the Gemara in Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. It's also a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Says as follows, Tanur Rabbanim, a classic Gemara, a Gemara you have to learn when you learn the sugya of Simchas Yontif. It says in the Torah, V'hoyiso ach sameach. Incidentally, V'hoyiso ach sameach is a little mashma like the Vilna Gaon, that you have to make sure that you're ach sameach, that you're completely besimcha. But says the Braisa, it says in the Torah, V'hoyiso ach sameach, it's coming to be marba something. Meaning, it says already several times that a person has to be besimcha on Yontif, which means V'hoyiso ach sameach is coming to include something that you otherwise would not have included. The rabbi's Leila Yontif Acher. It's coming to be marba the night of Shmini Atzeres, that a person has a mitzvah to be besimcha the night of Shmini Atzeres. Oh, yeah, in the Leila Yontif Arishan, how do you know? Maybe V'hoyiso ach sameach is not coming to be marba the night of Shmini Atzeres, but maybe it's coming to be marba the first night of Yontif. Now, clearly implied from this Gemara is that there'd be a svara that maybe, although there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Yontif, but the first night of Yontif is excluded. Not the first day, but the first night. So there would have been some havamina ben benoy shel havamina. So says the Braisa, I have a havamina that maybe there's no mitzvah simcha b'leil shmini atzeres. Why? To learn up the Gemara. I have a havamina that maybe there's no mitzvah of simcha the first night of every Yontif. Why? Again, you have to learn up the Gemara. I have a ribuy that says v'yisach sameach. This riboy is marba, even though ach is always mamayit, but in this case, ach is marba. Why? Again, you have to learn of the Gemara. We're just doing this on regal achas. But says the Gemara, I have a havamina, maybe there's no mitzvah simcha b'leil shmini atzeres. I have a havamina, maybe there's no mitzvah simcha the first night of Yontif. I have a riboy. I have some term that the Torah used that's clearly implying that we have to be marba, a little bit more simcha. So how do I know what to be marba? So says the Braisa, I'll tell you what you're marba. You're marba leil shmini atzeres, and you're mimait, you're not marba the first night of Yontif. Right, the Gemara, the obvious question, mechateisi, umarroyis. How do you know? Maybe do it in the reverse. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Marba ani leil yontav achron. The reason I'm marba leil shmini atzeres is sheyesh simcha lefano. Because by the time you come to leil shmini atzeres, you've already been besimcha for 7 days. Meaning that day, erev, shmini atzeres, you had a mitzvah to be besimcha. So being that there was simcha lefanov prior to this man of Leil Shmini Atzeres, that's why we're marba that a person's supposed to be besimcha b'Leil Shmini Atzeres as well. Umoitzei ani leil yontif arishoin. However, I exclude the Leil yontif arishoin. Why? She ain't simcha lefanav. Because over there was no simcha lefanav. There's no mitzvah to be besimcha on erev yontif. The mitzvah starts be yontif. So if I have a decision that I have to make, either be marba leil achroin, Leil Shmini Atzeres, or be marba leil rishon, which is the first night of Yontif, it's mistaber, says the Gemara, to be marba leil Shmini Atzeres, not to be marba the first night of Yontif. Why? A svara. Because Leil Shmini Atzeres had simcha lefanav, as opposed to Laila HaRishon had no simcha lefanav. This Gemara is a makar, and there's no one argues with this Gemara, that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif the first night of Yontif. Simido is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, but the first night Yontif, there is no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Shagasariye in Simon Samachah says that even though it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on the first night of Yontif, that's just Midday Raisa. But Midday Rabbanan says the Shagasariye, there's no question that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Meaning when the Gemara says there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, when the Gemara was Mema'it from Ach, that we're Marba Leil Shmini Atzeres, but we're Mema'it the first night of Yontif, this was only on the biblical level. So Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa. From that mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa, we're Mema'it the first night. But Midday Rabbanan said the Shagasariye, there is going to be a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif even the first night. How do I know? It says, I know it from a Gemara, in Masechtas Psachim, Tav Kuf Ches Amebeis. So the Shagasariye, who was a Baki Nifla in Shasim Paiskim, scanned the entirety of the Torah, and he says, I have a Makar to this. It's tucked away, it's in Rashbam, in Masechtas Psachim, Tav Kuf Ches Amebeis. It's in yesterday's daf. The Gemara said, Shasim Bevas Achas. What would be if somebody drank all four Kaisis Bevas Achas? Rashbam brings two Pshat on what that means, but the Pshat that he prefers is, he drank the first Kais, exhaled, second kais, third kais, fourth kais. He drank the four kaises bevasacha. Says the Gemara, Rava said, Yidei yayin yatsa, Yidei arba kaises lo yatsa. He yoytsin yidei yayin, but you're not yoytsa, Yidei arba kaises. So, Yidei arba kaises lo yatsa, that we understand. You're not yoytsa, arba kaises. Arba kaises has to be on a certain seder. But what did Rava mean when he said, Yidei yayin yatsa? Zok de Rashbam, Vizel l'shoyne yazov. Yidei yayin yatsa, Bishum simchas yontif. His yoyt says mitzvah simchas yontif. Kid the tanya lekamon v'samachta bechagecha b'mayv mesamchay b'yayin. So if somebody would drink the four koises at the leil aseid the bevas achas, he's not yoyt says mitzvah dal koises. But yedei yayin, his mitzvah simchas yontif is going to be yoyt. Freit the shagas arye simchas yontif. It's a gemara in sukkach mem chesam at aleph. It's a gemara in psachim mayin aleph amar aleph. Ach is marba leil yontif achrin shalchag, but it's memayid yontif arishin shalchag. There's no mitzvah simchas yontif the first night yontif. What's Rashbam talking about? What does he mean yidei yayin yotza? How you yotza simchas yontif the first night of yontif? There's no mitzvah simchas yontif the first night of yontif. So what do you mean yidei yayin yotza simchas yontif? Said the Shagasariye, it's obvious that Rashbam understood that even though the gemara was memayid simcha from the first night of yontif, that's on the biblical level. That's midday raisa. The mitzvah day raisa that you have for simchas yontif, that doesn't apply on the first night of yontif. But avad midday rabbanan, there is a mitzvah of simchas yontif, and that's what the Rashbam's talking about. That's what he says. Shasim bevasachas yidei arba koises lo yotza be yidei yayin yotza yoytza your mitzvah simchas yontif, because simchas yontif is anoshim beroy lehem beyayin, and therefore there is an inyan of simchas yontif beyayin, albeit midday rabbanan the first night, and that's what the Rashbam was referring to. In other words, the Shagasariye said that even though the Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Ches Hemsochem Ayin Aleph that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif the first night, it's Midday Raisa, there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Midday Rabbanan, however, there is going to be a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Stating that, the Shagasariye, in that same Simen, in Simen Samaches, asks a bombekash. We know the halacha is that if Avelus interferes with Yontif, there's no Avelus. So what's the halacha? If somebody became an avil loyal leinu before yontif, and then yontif comes, it's soisa the avelus. That's it. So any avelus that he conducted, any shiva that he sat prior to yontif, that's shiva, that's avelus. But after yontif, it's going to be done. What if somebody becomes an avil on yontif? So again, there's no avelus on yontif, but rather the avelus then is going to start after yontif. But avelus and yontif, when they collide, yontif wins every day of the week. That's the way it works. There's no Avelos and Yontif. And the Gemara Masechtas Maikon says, why? Why is it that if there's a question of Avelos and Yontif, the halacha is that Yontif is always Doicha? So the Gemara says, because Avelos is an Aseh. And Yontif is an Aseh. There's a mitzvah Aseh of Avelos. There's a mitzvah Aseh of Yontif. It's a machte v'chagech. Avelos is an Aseh de Yachid. This family that's Avelos, it's their personal Avelos. It's their personal mitzvah. Yontif is an Aseh de Rabin. The whole Klal Yisrael is observing Yontif. Yovei Aseh de Rabim, v'yitcha Aseh de Yachid, similar to the Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh that we've spoken a little bit about in Masechtas Pesachim. So there's a concept that one Aseh pushes off the other Aseh. Yovei Aseh de Rabim, which is Yontif, and it's Doicha the Aseh de Yachid, which is Avelus. Freik the Shagas Aryeh. Many Rishonim hold that when the Gemara says that Avelus is an Aseh, it means it's an Aseh de Raisa. Now, if to read the fine print. doesn't mean that all 7 days of Avelos is an Aseh Deiraisa, but Avelos Liyom Rishon is a Deiraisa. It's the Sheet of Sarif, it's the Sheet of most Rishon. That Avelos Liyom Rishon is a Deiraisa. Not just that, in Avelos, the halacha is that the Laila follows the day. Usually, the day follows the night. Vayere Vayiboyker. First Gemara in Shas, Brachas Tabez Amanal. But when it comes to Avelos, that's one of the anomalies. Kachim is another one, but that's one of the exceptions to the rule where the halach is that the night follows the day. So if you hold Avelos, the Yom Rishon is the Raisa, that means the day that the Avelos started, if someone's relative passes away during the day, that day he has to be Noyag Avelos Midday Raisa, and then the ensuing night, he's going to have to keep his halachas of Avelos as well. That means that if somebody became an Avel on Erev Yontif, that night, which is the first night of Yontif, he's going to have a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to observe Avelos. That night, he's going to have a mitzvah of Simchus Yontif, but only with Rabban. Because the Gemara says that Ach Sameach is marba leil Yontif Achim Shalchak, but it's memayit leil Yontif Arishin Shalchak. Now, the Shagasayu proved from the Rashbam in yesterday's daf, Psochem Kuf Chesam Adbeis, that even though midrash it is no mitzvah Simchus Yontif the first night Yontif, but it's midrabban, but it's only midrabban. So said the Shagasayu, let's make a cheshmet. The first night of Yontif, if somebody is ba'avelus to Yom Rishoy, he's chayv and avelus midrashah. Avelos Yom Rishon Deiraisa, and the Lailas even Hoylech Achra Yon. If somebody is, the first night of Yontif, you have a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, but only Midrabbanan. If you have a question of an Aseh Deiraisa and an Aseh Deirabbanan, which one do you think should win? Of course, the Aseh Deiraisa. It's afraid to Shagas Aryeh. Why is it that the Halach is, there's no Avelos on Yontif, even the first night of Yontif, even if the person is an Avelos to Yom Rishon Derabbanan. The reason is because the Gemara says in my Katan that Aseh Derabbim is Doich Aseh Deyachid. Because Yontif is an Aseh Derabbim and Avelos is an Aseh Deyachid. Hatenach, if the two Aseh's are on equal footing. They're both Deiraises, they're both Derabbanan. But what would be if the Aseh Deyachid is a Deiraisa and the Aseh Derabbim is a Derabbanan? Of course the Aseh Deiraisa would be more chamur than the Aseh Derabbanan. You can't even argue that point. It's potshet that's the way it is, says the Shagas Aryeh. So if that's the case, if someone finds himself in a situation, Rachmana Litzlan, where it's an Avelos to Yom Rishon, and it's the first night of Yontif, he has a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of Avelos. He has a mitzvah saseh d'rabbanan of Yontif. It's pasha that Avelos should be doicha. So he should have to be noyeg Avelos that first night Yontif. V'loi matzino, v'loi re'ina, v'loi shamanu, such a chiddish. Azay freik t'shag asai. This is his grace of kashna in Simen Samaches. It's yodua that Reb Chaim Brisker, this is in Reb Chaim in stencils, the Masechta Sukkah, Daf Memches Amar Aleph, said a teretz to this kasha from the Shagas Aryeh. He brought, said over the kasha from the Shagas Aryeh, and he said that he wants the dingzach with the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh understood that when the Gemara says in Sukkah Memches, and when the Gemara says in Psochem Ayin Aleph, that from the fact that it says, V'yisa Ach Sameach, we marba lel shmini atzeres for Simcha, but we ma'et the first night of Yontif, the Gemara never meant to say that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif midday rice on the first night of Yontif. What did the Gemara mean? Said Reb Chaim, the Gemara meant that the Gemara says in Sochem Kuftes Amar Aleph, Tanya, Reb Yudah Ben-Maseir, this is the second of the two braisos, Reb Yudah Ben-Maseir said, Bezman she Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ein Simcha Ela Bebasa Shlom. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, Ein Simcha Ela Bebasa Beyayin, or Ein Simcha Ela Beyayin. Meaning, in addition to the general mitzvah that a yid has to be besimcha on Yontif, anoshim b'royal lehem, v'noshim b'royal lehem, there was a very specific, micro way that the Torah wanted you to be mekayim the mitzvah. And that is bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim with the basa of a karban shlamim. When the Gemara was memaet leil Yontif arishon from Simchas Yontif midday raisa, said Reb Chaim, the Gemara was just being memaet that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif midday raisa with the karban shlamim. That halacha in Simchas Yontif, which is a very prominent sifkaton in Hilchas Simchas Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiras Braisim Sochem Kuftes Amin Aleph and Perik Arvi Psochem, today's daf, that's what's nismai from the first night of Yontif. But Avada Gevis, said Rabbi Chaim, the general mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, the mitzvah of Anoshim Beroy Lehem, Vinoshim Beroy Lehem, Big Day Pishtam Migu Hatzim, Begadim Tzivayim, those halachas, Avada is going to be true, Midoy Raisa, even the first night Yontif. And Reb Chaim said, it's mashma that way. Not only is it mashma that way, but Reb Chaim said that if you understand this, you could partially understand the Gemara. The Gemara had a shaila. The Gemara had a little bit of a face-off. We have a riboy and a miot. And we could be marba leil shmini atzeres and be mamayit the first night yontif, or we can take the opposite tack. We can be marba the first night yontif, and we can be mamayit leil shmini atzeres. So the Gemara said, I'm going to resolve. Ani achrenu. It's a posh the svara, says the Gemara. What's the svara? Marba ani leil yontif achren, sheyesh simcha lefonav. Umoitze ani leil yontif arishayin, sheyesh simcha lefonav. Frank, Reb Chaim, what's the svara? Who cares if there's simcha lefonav or if there's not simcha lefonav? So posh it, it's like a balabatish, more of a heritage type of svara. I don't know. You're in the zone, you've been besimcha for 7 days, so vait noch simcha, right? Noch simcha. That's the knetch. As opposed to Erev Yontif, there's no mitzvah of simcha yet, so okay, so you'll start the simcha a day later. Such a var. Reb Chaim said, no, the pshat's much deeper. Because the Gemara is talking not about the mitzvah simcha be'ofen klali. The Gemara is discussing the mitzvah simcha be'ofen pirati, the specific way of being mekayim the mitzvah with the basan shlomim. So said Reb Chaim, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha by eating the basan shlomim, the first thing you have to do is you have to bring a carbon shlomim. Now, you can't bring a carbon shlomim at night. Avoid that had to be done during the day. So essentially, said Reb Chaim, if you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha the first night yontif, when are you going to have to bring the carbon shlomim? You're going to have to bring the carbon shlomim erev yontif. If you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha with the carbon shlomim b'leil shmini atzeres, when are you going to have to bring the carbon shlomim? You're going to have to bring the carbon shlomim erev shmini atzeres, which is shvi shel sukkos, which is Hashanah Rabbah, which is on Yontif. So said Reb Chaim, that's what the Gemara meant to say. If you have a mitzvah now, to be Mekayim mitzvahs Simchas Yontif, by eating the Shlomim, you know by definition, if you're going to do that mitzvah at night, you're going to have to bring the carbon the day prior. So we have to assess the day earlier. Which day is it more mistaber, said Reb Chaim, that the Torah wants you to bring a carbon that's all about Simchas Yontif? Said Reb Chaim, that's what the Gemara said. It's more mistaber that the Torah would tell you bring a yontif dig a carbon for leil shmini atzeres. You know why? Because then you're bringing the carbon on yontif. Sheyesh simcha lefanav. It's a day of simcha. So if it's a day of simcha, it's a day to bring the shalmei simcha. So it makes sense then that that's the surah that the Torah is driving at. As opposed to if the mitzvah of simcha yontif is going to be the first night of yontif, so that means that when is there going to be a mitzvah to bring the shalmei simcha? The mitzvah is going to bring the shalmei simcha on erev yontif. You're bringing a shalmei simcha at a time that there's no mitzvah simcha? Reb Chaim said that was the svar of the Gemara. The mitzvah of simcha is to eat from the shalmei simcha. But you can't eat from the shalmei simcha unless you're makrev a shalmei simcha. And that's what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara was saying, look at this man akrava. Shouldn't there be a mitzvah to bring a carbon simcha during this man of simcha? Or does it make more sense it should be a mitzvah to bring a carbon simcha at a time where there is no zman of simcha? That's the svar. Meaning, leil yontif arish and leil yontif achrin, the Gemara says, I have no way to be makriya. I don't know, they both sound like really good times to be besimcha. It sounds like times to rejoice, whether it's the first night of yontif or whether it's the last night of yontif. So Reb Chaim said, that's what the Gemara was saying. I can't be machriya from the standpoint of achila. Let's be machriya from the standpoint of the hakrava. Who cares about the hakrava? No, because you're being makriv a carbon simcha. The name of the carbon is shalmei simcha. That's what the carbon is. So you're bringing a carbon simcha. It's yoysim mistaber. It's yoysim mistaber, said Reb Chaim, that there should be a mitzvah to bring a carbon simcha in a zman of simcha than to bring a carbon simcha at a time but there's no mitzvah of simcha. And that's how the Gemara knew to be marba leil yontif achrin, now leil yontif rishon. But what's the punchline? Said Reb Chaim, the whole sugya was discussing the shalmei simcha. It was discussing the second brisa of Sachin Kuftas Amar Aleph. It was discussing Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's brisa of Bismach Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar Shlomim. But the more general mitzvah, Anoshim B'Roilam, Anoshim B'Roilam, you don't have a Gemara for that. There's no svar in the world to say because it's no simcha lefanav. So memela what? Memela you have to be happy tonight? What shaychis? What does one have to do with the other? So said Reb Chaim, avada this mitzvah of simchas yontif the first night. It's miyushiv the shagasariyah's kashe. In other words, we have a machloikis yisoidi between the shagasariyah and then 100 years later, Reb Chaim Briska had to understand the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Ches Amar Aleph, Psochem Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, the classic Sheba classic Gemara, that the Gemara says that there's no mitzvah simchas yontif midairaisa on the first night of yontif. Shagasariyah understood there's no mitzvah simchas yontif period. Not the second Brice in Pesachim Kuftes Amar Aleph, not the first Brice in Pesachim Kuftes Amar. Midrabanon, based on Rashbam, in Arbei Pesachim, that you see there's a mitzvah Simcha Ziyantim. But in terms of Simcha, Avada said, Reb Chaim, said that Shed HaShagat said there's going to be no mitzvah Simcha Ziyantim at all. Reb Chaim disagreed. Reb Chaim said that no, the Gemara was only describing the second Brice. The Gemara meant the specific detail in Hilchas Simcha Ziyantim that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kaim ain't Simcha Ela Babas HaShlamim. That you don't have the first night Yontif. But of course you can have a mitzvah Esedei Raisa to be B'Simcha even the first night Yontif. This Shnagas Aryeh is Yodua. B'chaim and stencils. But the Im Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, I found the Maramokoyim Nifla. The Shnagas Aryeh in a Sefer Turei Evan. The Gemara Mesechtes Megillah Dav Zayin Amad Beis. The Gemara says Sudas Purim She'ochla Balayla Lo Yotze Yedei Chayvasa. If somebody eats a Sudas Purim the first night, so after Chatzos, before Chatzos, Paris Mapa, we're starting the Suda at 5 o'clock, at 12:30, right? Different Nuschais. But it's all during the day. Everyone agrees, you can't be Mekayim, your mitzvah of Suda's Purim Balayla. It's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Suda's Purim, Shach Balayla, Yotzi Dei Chavasai. My timer, what's the reason? You may Mishta V'Simcha Ksir. The reason is because it says you may Mishta V'Simcha. So the Turi Eben asks the Kashna, and he says it, Teretz, Ayin, Shom. But there's one punchline in this Turi Evan that's lahafli. Says the Turi Evan, why is it that you can't be Yoytzi a mitzvah of Sudas Purim Balayla? He says, because Sudas Purim comes from Simcha. You may mishta v'simcha, and that's why we eat a Sudas Purim. Purim was a rabbinic institution. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Ke'in Dairaisa Tikkun. When the Rabbanon were misaking a day that you're supposed to be besimcha midrabanon, they did it ke'en dairaisa. And just like midrairaisa, there's no mitzvah to be besimcha b'leil yontif harishon. So when Chazal were misaking the mitzvah of Purim, they were misaking it the same way, said the Shagas Aryeh. There's no mitzvah to be besimcha the first night of Purim. And that's why Sudas Purim she'achla b'layla lo yotze yedei chayvasa. That's why you're not going to be Yotzah. Because it's mistaber that when the Rabbanon said, we're going to create a day of Simcha, this is the one day the Rabbanon were mechadish of Simcha. All the other days of Simcha, midday Raisa. So they said, let's look at the Torah Simcha. Midday Raisa, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Pesach. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Shavuos. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Sukkot. But atzad ha-shava shebehem is that leo yontif harishon. That first night of yontif, there's no mitzvah to be besimcha. Purim's one night. And that first night of Purim, said the Shagas Aryeh, there's no mitzvah to be besimcha. Because Chazal kiveya, there you may mishta besimcha, ke'en de da'iraisa, digi you may mishta besimcha. And that's why Sudas Purim sh'akla b'layla li'yotzi yedei chayvasa. This is the Shagas Aryeh l'shitasoi. It's the Turi Evan and Megillah Zayin Amud Beis. It's the Shagas Aryeh and Simin Samiches, that the Shagas Aryeh understood that when the Gemara is memayit leil yontif harishon, it's not just being memayited from that specific halacha in Hilchas Yontif, like Reb Chaim said, that there's no mitzvah to be Mekayim Simchas Yontif al yedei the carbon shlamim, but rather what Chazal were coming to say was that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif at all. Just to end with one final ha'ara, just the ha'ara, and that is Shagas Aryeh said that even though he holds there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif, period, the first night of Yontif, not like Reb Chaim, there's no mitzvah Simcha, but midrabanan there is a mitzvah of Simcha. So he said, how do I know midrabanan is a mitzvah of Simcha? He said it's yesterday's daf. He said, it's Rashbam, Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Shasim Vavas Achas. If somebody would drink the four Kaisis Vavas Achas, then you're not Yotzi and Mitzvah Dal Kaisis, but Yedei Yayin Yotzi. What does it mean, Yedei Yayin Yotzi? Says the Rashbam, Bishum Simchas Yontif, Kidetanya Lekamon, Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, he brings our prices. Vesamachta Bechagechno, Bema Besamchoy, Beyayin, it's supposed to be Beyayin. So I was just thinking, maybe Alderech HaMachshava, Alderech HaMachshava, we spoke out earlier in the Masechta, that the Vilna Gaon said, Manishtano halayla azem mikol alaylos. Said the Vilna Gaon that in the Pnimius HaTorah of that line, Manishtano halayla azem mikol alaylos, the question is that why is the night of Pesach different than all the nights of the year? Because ordinarily at night, ordinarily balayla, there's no mitzvahs hayoyim. All the mitzvahs hayoyim, Rosh Hashanah you blow shofar during the day. On Sukkot, you take dalet minim during the day. The mitzvahs hayoyim are always during the day. So manishtano halayla azem yikol aleilos. What's pshat? That when it comes to Pesach, it's punk fakert. It's oilam hafach ro'isi. Now, the mitzvah is dafka balayla. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, or be'erev toichlo matzahs. It's only teated. There's a mitzvah to eat mara, it's dafka. There's a mitzvah to eat from the carbon Pesach, it's va'achlo as habas balayla hazeh. It has to be dafka balayla. So he said, manishtano halayla azem yikol aleilos. Why is the night of Pesach different than all the other nights of the year. Specifically, why is it that you find mitzvahs hayoyim balayla, and you don't find mitzvahs hayoyim the regular? Said the Vilna Gaon. You know what the teretz is? The teretz is you have to forward a little bit into. It's not avodah mayinu. It's part of the teretz. It's not ma'aseh rabbi Eliezer, rabbi Shmuel Blasman, it's not rekiper rabbi Tavshoy Mesuvim bebnei Brak. It's not arei ani kibam shivim shana. It's yachal mirash chaydish. Talmud loymer bayoy mahu. I bayoy mahu yachal mibayoyim. Talmud loymer ba'avruzeh. Ma'avruzeh loyam mariti ela b'shal sheish matzu morim munachim lefanecha. You know what the teretz is? It says in the Torah, v'yigadet to levincha bayoy mahu leymar. And bayoy mahu in the Torah doesn't mean the day. It doesn't mean yachal mibayoyim. It doesn't even mean toisvus yomtev. What it means is ba'avruzeh. It means Laila. So said the Vilna Gaon, the Torah was Megala, that when it comes to the Leil Pesach, it's not night. It might look like night. It's night, there's three stars, it's Rabbeinu Tam, it's the first Shkia, it's the second Shkia. But really, really, said the Vilna Gaon, it's day. It's Vigala to Levincha Bayema Hulema. Said the Vilna Gaon, that's the Teretz. The Teretz is that the first night of Pesach is not really looked at as night. It's not night. It's really day. And if it's day, all the mitzvahs ayoyim that ordinarily you would have by day, you're able to have. Al derech pnimius pnimius atayro. We said this is related to the idea of Torah kayoim cheshkas lailo. It's related to the idea that the Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was v'laylo kayoim yoyer. It was kechashecha ka'oiro. It was literally daytime outside. And because it was daytime outside, therefore, l'dayros, that night, will always be treated as day. The Rechaim HaKadosh that said, V'yigadet levincha bayayim ahulayimah. It was such a critical part of the miracle of Mitzrayim that V'yigadet levincha, when you tell your children the story at the Leil HaSeder, when you Mekayim, the Teretz is, you have to say this, said the Rechaim. You have to tell the Olam, you have to tell everyone, all the Mesubin at the Seder, that V'yigadet levincha bayayim ahu, it was night, but it was day. It was Tar Kayim Cheshkas Laila. That's really what was going on, whatever the Machshav is. But the point is, that night of the Leil HaSeder is really not night. Really, it's day. If that's the case, maybe there's a chiluk, not only with regards to matzah, not only with regards to mar. You say laila, you say halal the first night. Why do you say halal? You always say halal during the day. Said the Vilna Gaon, it's true you say halal during the day. But this is day. We don't look at it as night. We look at it as day. It could be as it relates to Simchas Yontif. It's true. The first night of Yontif, maybe you don't have a mitzvah of Simcha. But maybe that's only if it's the first night of Yontif. But if this laila is kayoim, so now you have to treat it like a Yontif day. Yontif day, there's always a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. There's always a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif by day. Oh, if this first night of Pesach, so that's why Mishum Simchas Yontif. The Shai Desari brought a raya from this Rashbam that every first night of Yontif there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif mid Rabbanu. It doesn't matter if it's the first night of Pesach, it doesn't matter if it's the first night of Sukkot, it doesn't matter if it's the first night of Shavuos. But Lefi Hanal, maybe there's a distinction between the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot and Shavuos. The first night of Pesach is Tor Kayoim Cheshkas Lailo. It's not really night. It has dinim like that. You say halo, you have mitzvah sayoim, could be you have a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif as well.